Good morning. Wow, what a day we've already had. I feel like that we could go ahead and shut this thing down and or just continue to go and worship. I would be okay with that. I was praying, Lord, let your will be done. Here we go. See, everything is not always perfect and dandy. You may be seated. Oh, what a wonderful day. I don't want this atmosphere to leave just because it's Mother's Day, just because I'm getting up here to speak. I want it to linger because at the end, I was just going to close out service. But over here, I just felt that we need to open it back up whenever I'm done. And the praise team already knows that they're going to come back and sing the same song again. So just keep your spirit of worship and believe that God's going to do something today. He already has. So let's let him continue. Why shut it down? Amen. Good morning again and happy Mother's Day. It's a wonderful day. I know, and I mention it every Mother's Day that I speak, that it's a day that could be bittersweet for many. I don't want to say some, for many. So I see you. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, the biological mothers, the adoptive mothers, foster, grieving, spiritual, single, step, hopeful, and grandmothers. Happy Mother's Day. No one goes unnoticed here today, but if you are a mother, would you raise your hand? We have a gift on behalf of Truth Church. Raise your hand. The ushers are going to bring them to you. Go ahead, ushers. And what I have chosen to give you beautiful ladies today, it kind of goes along with what I'm speaking. And so feel free to maybe look through the bag, maybe in a little bit, maybe not right now. Anyway, it goes along with what I'm speaking. So I always want something that you can take home that you can be like, man, I remember what she said. Or I remember I can look at this and know what she talked about and just be reminded. And so as they're passing it out, I just want to say we celebrate all of you today. I know that today, like I said, can be bittersweet for many. Our family included this year. It's bittersweet. It's sweet because we still have the legacy of Sister Gilbert to carry on. And for me, as my mother-in-law, but she was a mom to me, grandmother to my babies, mother to my husband. And so I just want to take a minute and honor her today. I'm very thankful for what she has left us. For those that have lost your mom or find yourself in other situations, I say it every year, but we see you, we do pray for you, and still hope that you have a very beautiful day. So something that I saw on social media this week, it said, girl, you're out here raising your kids, you're loving Jesus, setting boundaries, building true friendships, having the hard talks, creating your dream life, keeping your marriage alive, and getting into shape. But don't let the laundry stress you out today. We got all this stuff that we're trying to do, but the little things, here they come. And laundry in my house is not a little thing. Somebody said, what is your system that you have for doing laundry? I'm like, I do it every day, all day. If I'm at home, the laundry is going. We have 8 people, and washer's going constantly. Dryer is going constantly. No one loves their child more or wants more for their child and seeks to give their child more than a mother. But a mother can't truly give to her child or anything else for that, anyone else in that matter, when her tank is on empty. Amen. Does anybody ever feel empty? Yes. Worn out? Deep down within us, we know these things, yet we have such a struggle with taking care of our own needs as mothers. I know that when I finally realized that, and I think it took maybe like being sick and in the bed, you know what your body knows sometimes to shut you down for a little bit. And maybe that's what it took. I don't know if cancer really took that. But anyway, I realized that, you know what, self-care is important. Self-care, it's important to you. And so I've realized that, and at times I think we feel that it's selfish if we think that, oh, well, I'm just thinking of myself. I'm just thinking that I take care of me and that's selfish and I should just put that aside. However, in the practice that I've done that, it's turned out to be anything but selfish. I've realized that it is important to take care of myself in order to take care of my kids, to take care of my husband, to take care of my home, to take care of this church. Amen? I've got to be healthy. There's never been a more important time for mothers to nurture themselves. The better we care for ourselves, the more we will flourish, and the more we flourish, the easier it is to consciously care for our children, our husband, and our home. It's what we're designed to do. That's what we were created to do. Rather than sacrificing ourselves for the sake of our children, we must commit to thriving for the sake of our children. We must dare to say that by putting ourselves first, we have more to give our children, and giving that flows from our own fullness instead of being run ragged and worn out all the time. We got to be joyous and give abundantly. Ironically, when we serve our family from a sense of overflowing well-being, we restore the word sacrifice to its original meaning, which is to be made sacred. So today, that's what I'm talking about is, I don't know if it's up there, my title, Sacred Self-Care. So your little goodie bags that I gave you, mothers, there are things that are in there that are just little things. Little eye patches, take away your little puffiness, some little fuzzy socks when you're relaxing, little tea bag, so you can reset at night, maybe just relax and unwind through the day. Something that I read the other day said, the announcement heard before every commercial jetliner takes off speaks to us, mothers, put your oxygen mask on first. When we hear that, they don't say mothers, but that's what it's relating to. When we hear this announcement on the flight, we don't think that putting on our mask oxygen first would be selfish. That don't cross our mind. I'm going to put my mask on so I can hopefully save myself to help other people. We understand we can best assist others when our own mask is on securely in place. Well, just as we value the importance of this act of self-care in an emergency, why wouldn't we value self-care in our daily life and in our family that God has entrusted to us? We got to care for ourselves. When those oxygen masks drop from above on a flight, we don't for a moment intend to put on our mask and then just sit there and be like, well, I'm going to let somebody else take care of that and just let somebody perish, let somebody, you know, not breathe, not help them. That's in the forefront of our mind. We're ready to help someone. Caring for ourselves is not only not selfish, but it's the most selfless thing that we can do for our children and for our home. Mothers especially tend to run on empty. Self-care refers to taking time for your own physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental needs. For moms, self-care is often the last thing on our to-do list, but it's important that we remember that taking care of ourselves is not a luxury. I want y'all to hear that. It's not a luxury. Those babies that you care for, the husband that you've been given, the home that you've been given, that God has entrusted to you, it ain't just a luxury that we get to rest. It is. But it's a necessity. Here are some reasons why self-care is important for moms. And this goes for everybody, not just moms, but today is dedicated to moms, but this is for everybody. Number one, self-care reduces stress and anxiety. Being a mom can be stressful, and if left unchecked, chronic stress can lead to anxiety, depression, and other health problems. Number two, it improves physical health. When you're busy caring for others, it's easy to neglect your own physical health. However, neglecting your physical health can lead to fatigue, illness, and other health problems. Taking time for self-care, such as exercising, I need some help with that, I'll just let you know. Eating well, I like donuts, so I need help there too. And getting enough sleep can help you improve your physical health and energy levels. Number three, self-care. It will boost your confidence and self-esteem. So when you take care of yourself, you'll feel better about yourself. You do. You go to the gym, trust me, you feel better about yourself. It's gotta be all the time though. This can boost your confidence and self-esteem, which can help you feel more empowered and capable. Number four, it improves your relationships. When you take care of yourself, I'll just let you know that when you're in a mental state of stress, anxiety, worn out, tired, frustrated, it comes in your home and it spills out to your children, and it spills out to your husband, but we're to be the keeper of our home. I'm not saying that we're perfect. I'm not perfect. You can ask my husband. I know he's got to pray about me. But it does. It spills out over, and I don't ever want it to reflect it. Man, that household is just full of chaos. I don't want that. We have to take care of ourselves. Number five, it sets a good example for your kids. As a mom, you're a role model for your kids. By prioritizing self-care, you're teaching your kids the importance of caring for themselves and prioritizing their needs. This can help them develop healthy habits and attitudes towards self-care as they grow up. So it can be whatever they see in the home, that's just going to continue on. So it's up to you if you bring joy and love and peace into your home, or if it is constant chaos and constant trouble and constant just mess all the time, that's what they're going to think is normal. And so that's what they're going to carry on to their homes later in life. Moms, you are valuable. You're a valuable person on this earth. You're valuable to your family. And I'll tell you, you're valuable to this church. We need you. I think that the devil works really hard at trying to make people think that they have no value. He knows right where to get you, right in your mind, that you're not necessary, that you have no purpose, but you are valuable and you are special. You have gifts, you have talents, and you have abilities that we need, that your babies need, and that your husband and your home needs, but that this church needs. So I want you to listen and take heed today, because I want to talk to you about something that's vital as a mother, no matter what age you are. What I'm speaking on today is good for every single person in this building. So no matter man, woman, young person, it's valuable to you. It's very important to you that if you're not doing this already, that you make a decision that you're really going to care for yourself. I think a lot of times people think that it's just being selfish, but I think it's wise. Because there's no greater gift that you can give to everyone else than a healthy you. What a great unselfish gift to give your family a healthy you. That means healthy spiritually first and foremost. Spiritually, you have to be healthy. How are you going to expect your kids to pray if you don't pray? And I'll just be pastor's wife, I guess, right now. How are you going to expect people, your kids, to come to church if you don't come to church? How do you want your children to live right if you don't live right? We got to pray. They got to see you in the Word of God. It's our duty. You've got to be healthy emotionally, mentally, physically. In every way, God wants us to have good health. So there's more to it than just I'm physically fit and I eat well every day and I'm vegan or, you know, whatever it is that you choose to do. There's more to that. In the Bible, it says, beloved, I would above all else that you prosper and be in health. That's the Bible. That's not me. I believe that it is God's will for us to have energy, to have bright, clear minds, not to be tired all the time and just run down, dragging ourselves around, that here we go again, got to get the kids to school. And I've learned that. It is a privilege and an honor for me, and I enjoy getting my kids to school every morning because I didn't know that I ever would do that again. And so I do look at things differently. And I hate that I had to go through what I had to go through to see things in a whole different light. But I do now. You live one time. I would imagine that if we took a survey here today that we would find out probably more people than not feel tired at this very moment. You're exhausted. We have a lot on our plate. We're all tired. We're all exhausted. And I get it. I am too, most of the time. But first of all, I want us to look at 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. It says, do you not know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you? Everybody in here today, I want you to say that. My body is the temple. Whom you have received as a gift from God, you are not your own. You've been bought with a price. So then why don't we honor God with our body? Why don't we bring glory to Him with our body? That means taking care of yourself physically, yes, but mentally also. So Romans 12:1 in the Message Bible, it's very interesting to me, and I don't use this translation very much. I don't read it on my daily reading, but I love this translation of it. It says, so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, and walking around in life, and place it before God as an offering. You're sleeping, you're eating, going to work, walking around, and let's place it before God as an offering. That means in everything that we do, we should honor God. Everything that we do, down to sleeping. Honor the Lord in your sleeping, in your eating, in your going out, in your coming in. Every day, let's honor God. And we have to do that with our bodies also, because it is the temple. Another translation of that verse says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves and set apart, as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. That means we must take care of ourselves, ladies and men. It's not just the ladies. Let's talk for a little bit about how important it is to take care of yourself. First of all, if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to do it? There's nobody that's going to do it for you. That's on your plate. That's you. So we have to take care of ourselves. You only have one chance. You have one body. So if you wear it out early, you can't just run to the store and like scoop up another one. That's it. I believe that we must take care of ourselves physically by being careful of what we eat, what we ingest, exercising, getting proper sleep and rest. It all goes hand in hand, but there's more to being a healthy mom than that. And one of the most important forms of self-care is we can focus on our mental health. Our mental health. Our mental health affects everything. And when I tell you everything, everything. Self-care, it plays a vital role in maintaining good mental health, and it's essential for mothers to prioritize their own needs along with their family's needs. Ladies, listen to me. It is not selfish for you to have you time. It's okay. You give, and you give because that's what we do, and that's what we want to do, but you give, and you give, and you give, and you take care to where you're not being taken care of. But if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be there to take care of anybody. So you have to care for yourself. It's okay. It's not selfish. It's okay, and it's healthy to go get a massage, get a facial. Go grab a cup of Starbucks and walk through Target. You'll know where to find me because I love to do that. Y'all already know. It is not selfish to put the kids down 30 minutes early so that you can have some quiet time of reading the Word. You should be doing that anyway. But it's okay to put them down and have some you time. You can pamper yourself by sipping on a cup of tea. I do that. Put on your little depuffer eye puffs, little mask, and relax. Just sit there, read, have you time. It's all right. It's okay, and it's important. It's okay to stay in the car for 10 more minutes after you come home. Now raise your hand because I know good, right, and well that y'all do that. As soon as you get home, sometimes you're like, before I go in this house, before I start conquering all this, I'm going to sit out here and I'm going to finish my song, sit in some quiet, listen to a podcast. I knew y'all did because I do it too all the time. Every now and then a kid will run out and say, Mom, what are you doing? I'm just finishing something up right now. That's all. I'm having some self-care. It's not selfish. It's you time, and you time is healthy. I will say, make time to pray. It's easy, and I think every person, man, woman, is guilty that we say, man, got in bed, I forgot to pray today. I haven't even talked to the Lord today. I've done it. You got to make that time. You have to put in that time to pray, to be spiritually healthy. Mental health is something that is not talked about enough, in my own personal opinion. Ladies, moms, men, our mental health is important. Young people, it's important. It is the second most important thing under our spiritual health. If you don't have your spiritual health, you don't have anything. So you might as well just not even worry about nothing else. That's first and foremost. But your mental health. A mom's job is all the time busy. It's nonstop. scheduling medical appointments for the family, family scheduling, household errands, planning activities, household cleaning, meal planning and preparation, grocery shopping, coordinating childcare, bedtime routines, children's drop off and pick up, paying bills, schoolwork, homework. If you got dogs, cats, pets, caring for them too, the list goes on and on. The Motherly's 2023 State of Motherhood Survey report said that the majority, and it gave a percentage, it was 62%, of moms report getting less than 1 hour a day for themselves. 1 hour each day. That's nothing. Now, I'm not saying that you have to take the entire day. Now, sometimes you can. Let it be your day. That you go do whatever you want to do. But 62% reported less than 1 hour. If they had uninterrupted hour, moms have a long wish list of how they would like to spend it, and coming in on number one was take a nap. Take a nap. People told me all the time, when your kids nap, you need to nap. Well, I never did it because I thought my kids are napping. That's my time that I can run around trying to get things done, get the laundry folded. But you need to care. You need to lay down. Take that nap. It's okay. That laundry's still going to be there. In 2023, the percentage of moms who have sought mental health therapy increased to 46% from 43% in 2022. 46, that's half of the mothers seeking therapy, and more than 1 in 10 children are seeking therapy for mental health. Don't tell me that it doesn't bleed over. It does. Our young people, our kids, there's kids that have mental health problems that are being cared for by therapy. And when they were asked what keeps them up at night, the number one thing was mental health. The worries of mental health of themselves and of their children. That was the number one thing. Along underneath that was finances and money, marriage, relationship, physical health. But by taking steps to care for yourself, mothers can reduce stress and avoid burnout, ultimately promoting a better overall sense of well-being. They had no idea what I was going to speak about in this portion of me speaking. But the song Gratitude, it's one of my favorite songs. I leaned over to my husband and said, that's my favorite song. But they had no idea what I was going to speak on today, so no doubt that the Lord has all of this. But one of the most proven ways to take care of ourselves mentally is with gratitude. Never, ever be ungrateful. Never be ungrateful. Never be jealous of, I don't have this, and so-and-so has this, and their life looks like this. Have a heart of gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful human emotion. It's the simplest form of gratitude, and it refers to a state of thankfulness or a state of gratefulness. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, in the Amplified Translation, in every situation, no matter what the circumstance, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So part of this song, go listen to it, she mentions this, but a neuroscience study proved that anxiety and gratitude cannot coexist in the brain at the same time. I'm going to say it one more time. Anxiety and gratitude cannot coexist in the brain at the same time. The brain cannot respond to anxiety and gratitude at the same time. It is an either-or situation. We can feel anxious and have all those negative feelings, or we can feel grateful and feel all the positive emotions that are being associated with it. So really, you're given a choice. It's up to you. You can decide, you know what, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to be a Grinch. I'm going to be mad at everybody that their life is better than mine, or it appears to be. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be unthankful because I don't have enough. But you know what? If you woke up with a breath in your body, you've got a lot to be thankful for. We've got to be grateful. My husband bought my kids, they have gratitude journals. Because I want to teach my kids, obviously he wants to teach our kids, that you've got to be grateful. We've got to be grateful. It doesn't matter. I I have learned to look at things, like I've already mentioned, in a completely different way, that I've learned to see that, you know what, even in the not so good times, you got a lot to be thankful for. And I try to find those good things in those not so good situations that, you know what, I know I'm going through this, but at least blah, blah, blah. Find those things. Rejoice in those things. Because God is good all the time. Amen. And we're to have a heart of gratitude. So if we do have that heart of gratitude, that anxiety that I know is real, the depression that I know is real because I can stand here and tell you that I've been through it. When I laid in the bed for a year and a half, it was easy for me just to lay there and not get up because I had nowhere to go. And if I just sleep, I don't have to think about it. But I had to get out of that. And I started finding in everything, I'm alive. I'm well. I battled things physically this day from what I went through. But I try not to dwell on it. I do because there's pain. But I'm like, you know what, God, I'm alive and I'm well. I'm not going to complain. I'm here. I'm with my babies. I'm with my husband. I'm thankful. And if you can start finding things to be thankful about and having that heart of gratitude, I believe that some things in your mind will begin to transition and begin to change. I believe that. Here are some ways that you can practice gratitude in your everyday life. Keeping a gratitude journal like I talked about. Do it in the morning. Do it at night. Go through your day. Think about those things. Sometimes we're so busy that we can't even think about them. We're right to bed. Tell your friends and family that you love them and reasons why you love them. Let them know you're grateful for them, the things that they do for you. Compliment others and grant positive recognition to others. You never know what it's going to do to their day, but it also does something to your day. It helps you. When you begin to think of negative thoughts, find one thing to be grateful for in that very moment and say thank you for the little things. It goes a long way. I've learned a lot over the last 3.5 years. There's benefits of gratitude. One of them is psychological. It's a happier you. Positive emotions and thoughts, more aware and awake. Increased self-satisfaction. Your mood is enhanced. There's physical benefits. A fitter you. If you didn't know it, anxiety and depression weighs upon your immune system. It's proven. So you find yourself sick a lot, we might need to look at what's going on. It builds your immune system, less body pains and aches, blood pressure and cardiac function, better sleep and wake cycles. Another benefit is social benefits. Better communication, more empathy, stronger personal relationships, more likely to be among groups, and more involvement as a team member. Your health and well-being affect your entire family group. By incorporating self-care into your regular routine, you will become an even more amazing mom, no matter what your age is. Amen. And it's never too late to start. Amen. Children, young people, our children aren't in here, but our young people are. Start practicing gratitude towards your parents. Start today. I know that your young people, we know a lot. Well, I'm not a young person no more, so y'all know a lot. And now looking back, I tell my mama often, thank you, I'm so sorry. Thank you, and I'm sorry. I say it a lot. Thank you because you helped me. I'm sorry that I thought I knew everything, because I don't. I didn't. Still don't. But you would be surprised at the healings and the closeness and the bonds that take place, not just young people. But if there's a situation between a parent and you, just start telling your mom how grateful you are for the things that she did do, your dad, because it can heal those open wounds, and it can change things, and it can bring a closer bond. It's biblical. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7, Paul writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We'll ask our music to go ahead and come. But this song, it talked about gratitude. And I was like, man, that's just perfect. So thank you, Truth Praise, for you just set me up today. So I thank y'all for that. They were awesome. The power of God was here, and I saw it. God, I lift up my hands. All that I can give is praise to you. And you know what began to happen? His spirit began to move. He began to work. He began, I believe, to convict. And I didn't want to shut that down because of what I was speaking about. No doubt in my mind today that we didn't come in here without anxiety, maybe some depression, maybe some things that need to be healed, need to be worked on, some hurts, some pains. But I believe that, I know it's Mother's Day, and this is not what I was intending to do. And I know it's easy just to say, well, I hope y'all have a happy Mother's Day and go on. But I truly believe that there are things in this house today that God wants to deal with. And so in my heart right over there, I thought, what better day? What better day than to do it today? He wants to do it right now. He wants to do it today. And so as we close out, don't be ashamed of what you face, because you know what? We're human. We all have troubles. We all face the anxiety, the stress. It just comes from stress a lot of times because we're so busy. But don't be so busy or embarrassed that, well, I don't want people to know that it's me, because I can guarantee you that almost every person in this building today has encountered a bit of anxiety or maybe some depression. But I truly believe that God wants to deal with that today. And so, moms, as I do close out, be spiritually healthy first and foremost. Make it to the prayer room. It's important. It is. Well, I'm so busy, I can't get that one hour. That it's just, or 30 minutes. I do 30 minutes, and that's okay. It's showing, here I am, God. You're the most important thing to me. I want my kids to serve you. I want my life to serve you. I want my life to be a witness. The Bible says that things don't come without prayer and fasting. So if you're going to sit there, because I know that it's real, because I've been there, but you sit there in your anxiety, and it doesn't get any better if you just sit there. The only thing that it's going to do is increase. And when it increases, it gets worse. Depression sets in. And God can heal and deliver anything. So I want us all to stand this morning. I'm so thankful that I'm standing here today. That God did bring me out. It's real. And I could sit here and I could do a whole nother lesson, I'm sure, on mental health. Because I've been there. And I know where God has brought me from. And so today, I want you to know that these prayer team partners are up here. And if you have, it may not be depression, it may not be anxiety, whatever it is that you may be facing today, the Liberty is here. It's a safe place. You can come and you can have one of our prayer partners to pray with you today. But God wants to do a work in your mind. He can heal. We talk about the healings. God can heal you of cancer, and He can heal you of diabetes, and He can heal your flu or whatever it is that you're facing. I believe that with every fiber in my being. But I also believe that He can heal you of a mental issue, of the anxiety, of the depression, of the oppression, whatever it is. God is ready to heal you, but He's waiting for us to make a move sometimes. So today, when they start singing this song again, if there's a need in your life, come down front. Don't let today be wasted. It's a beautiful day. It's the perfect day to have a great day. So let's do it today. Let God do a work in us, whatever it is. And let's start out with a heart of gratitude, because I believe that when we do that, it said, it was proven, anxiety has to go. Just the mention of His name, anxiety has to go. Just the mention of His name, depression has to flee. But when we get that heart of gratitude and begin to just worship God, that's all I've got. God, that's all I can do is give you my heart of worship, and that's all I want to do. So let's go to Him right now in prayer. Come down front. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, He's willing, He's able, He's here. He's been here, He's never left. Let Him do a work in you. In the name of Jesus. In the name